Welcome to the Restaurant Boss Podcast, where you can make more money, have more freedom, and actually start to enjoy owning your restaurant. If you're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and just sick of the struggle, you've come to the right place. So here is your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Gromfin.
Hey everybody, Ryan Gromfin here, author, speaker, chef, restaurateur, founder of therestaurantboss.com, as well as clickbacon.com and scalemyrestaurant.com. Now that is about what just about all the conversations I had regarding ghost kitchens or virtual kitchens or dark kitchens or cloud kitchens sounded like last year. But this year, everyone's like, yeah, Ryan, let's do it. How do we do that? What do we need to do? Obviously, the game has changed a little bit when it comes to talking about ghost kitchens or virtual kitchens or whatever you want to call it. So let's start right there for a second. So ghost kitchen, virtual kitchen, dark kitchen, cloud kitchen, they're all kind of the same thing. There's some differences, but they're opinion-based and they're so small that I don't even want to get into it with you today. So let's just call them all the same thing for now. And what are they? Well, they're basically a restaurant that doesn't exist. There's no entrance. There's no anything. There's no dining room. You don't need all the extra staff. You really only need a menu online, and you can do that for free through the third-party delivery companies. And then people order the food, someone comes and picks it up and delivers the food to your guest. Your restaurant doesn't need to exist at all. And this is the industry's answer to dealing with the high costs of the third-party delivery. The third-party delivery companies are charging roughly 30% to take and or to order and pick up and deliver the food to your guests, as you know. And so that's very cost prohibitive for most restaurant operations that were built on the old model, right? The traditional brick and mortar model, which is here's our restaurant, here's our dining room, here's our cashier, here's our front of the house staff, come in, eat in our restaurant, or even pick up the food yourself. But the problem is with the convenience and the ease of these third-party delivery companies, and frankly, the need that has come to it or come of it during the pandemic, we needed a way to answer this. And this existed a year, two, 3 years ago, but not in the popularity it is now. And the way that we answered that 30% charge is to get rid of everything. You don't need anything anymore. You just need a couple of cooks and you're in business. So really, what is a virtual kitchen? It's a restaurant that's either open in your current existing restaurant, or now there's facilities where you could go and open up a restaurant in someone else's facility. And all you need is to cook the food. You don't need to talk to anyone on the phone. You don't need to talk to guests. You don't need to take money. You don't even really need managers, assuming your food is easy enough to prepare. You literally just need a couple of cooks. So what a lot of people are doing, what I'm suggesting to most of my clients that either need more business or are looking for ways to expand, is that they go ahead and add a concept to their current restaurant. No additional staff at all needed. They probably just need to order a few different ingredients, but that's cost of goods sold, meaning it doesn't cost you anything unless you sell it. Now, of course, the food can go bad, but with the popularity of these ghost kitchens, trust me, the food is not going bad. But with no added staff, with no additional front of the house staff or back of the house staff or anything, you can be up and running within a couple of days. All you need to do is create a menu, reach out to your third-party delivery companies with that menu. They'll either go ahead and build that menu for you, or depending on what the company is, you build that menu, and you're literally in business. It's that easy. You could create a menu tonight and probably be in business by the end of the week. It's literally that simple. Now, what we're seeing as a trend in these is very specific, very tight, very particular menus. Like, for example, Chili's has opened up their ghost kitchen, their ghost concept called Just Wings. And it's literally just wings. They have wings with 5 or 6 or 10 different sauces, and I think fried Oreos for dessert, and that's it. And they're calling it Just Wings. And they're operating this out of all of their, 800 or 1,000 Chili's locations across the country and across the world with no additional staff, no additional rent, no additional insurance, nothing. They literally just created a menu. Now, they built a website and did some pretty solid marketing. You don't need to do that to get started. And that's it. They're in business. Now, those very specific menus are becoming very popular because of search engine optimization. If you don't know what search engine optimization is, watch another video on it. If you don't understand why this is the trend, watch another video on SEO. I'm not going to explain all that here. But what's happening is when people search for food, they don't search for good restaurants in your area anymore. They search for wings in your area, or they search for hamburgers or the best pizza. And so these ghost kitchens with very specific menus are showing up at the top of the searches. Again, I don't want to explain why, just trust me on that. But it's also following in the trend that food trucks started about 10 years ago. In 2010, 11, 12, when food trucks got really popular, it was because the economy had tanked in 08 and 09. People weren't spending as much money dining out. They wanted the good food, but they didn't want all of the extra expenses that went along with the dining room. So some really creative chefs started these food trucks with really super high quality food and almost no overhead and almost no labor. And they were able to sell this really fun, really interesting, really specific, great food at a very reasonable price. Ghost kitchens are following in that same trend. Now, I bet you 4 or 5 years ago, you wish you had started a food truck in 2010 because of the popularity of them. And I guarantee you that 4 or 5 years from now, you're going to wish that you had started some kind of a ghost kitchen, ghost concept, virtual kitchen, whatever it is that you want to call it. It is the wild, wild west out there. And for those of you that are sitting back and waiting to see what happens, you're going to miss out on the free land grab. That free land grab is the internet. It is virtual space online. It is going to get very crowded here very quickly online, and all of a sudden, having a wing restaurant isn't going to be enough anymore. You're going to have to be the best wing restaurant. You're going to want to get out there now and get thousands of reviews before the other players come into the market. Now is the time to create and open up one of your ghost, virtual, dark cloud concepts, whatever it is that you want to call it. If this is something that you're doing and you want to do better at, you want to grow, you want to expand, or if this is something that you're interested in looking at and learning a little more about, we have created a training program called the Ghost Kitchen Bootcamp. You can go ahead and learn more about that, and you can watch that training instantly over at therestaurantboss.com/ghost-kitchen-bootcamp. That's therestaurantboss.com/ghost-bootcamp-training. I might have messed that up. The link will be written down here for you in the video. It'll be below the video, whether you're watching this on YouTube or on our website. You'll be able to click through and check that out. And we would love to help you with your ghost kitchen. We're seeing a lot of success with our clients. In fact, one of my clients operates an Egyptian restaurant. We opened up a ghost kitchen about 4 months ago for him in his concept. That's a pasta restaurant, has nothing to do with the original restaurant. And now we're opening up a fried chicken concept in the next couple days. Well, actually, by the time you're watching this video, his fried chicken concept is already open. So Ahmed, we wish you the best of luck. But again, if you're more interested in this topic and seeing the training that we put together for you, visit us at therestaurantboss.com/ghost-beep-beep. Okay, that is therestaurantboss.com/ghost-kitchen-bootcamp. That's therestaurantboss.com/ghost-kitchen-bootcamp. Ghost Kitchen Bootcamp. That was hard to get through. I just need you to remember one thing. Systems create freedom. Freedom creates value, and value is what allows you to scale. I love every single one of you crazy restaurant people, and I can't wait to bring another video just like this for you next week. Have an absolutely amazing day. Bye-bye. Hey, did you notice something in today's episode?
Yep. No ads, no sponsors, just great training to help you make more money, have more freedom, and avoid the stress, struggle, and overwhelm many restaurant owners feel every day. How do I do it? How is it that you listen to all those other podcasts that have minutes and minutes worth of lame ads for underwear or other websites they're promoting? I don't judge them, but I choose to focus on you. I can only do this because you share my podcast with other folks who end up looking me up online, registering for my courses, and getting amazing results in their restaurants. It's because of you that I can self-fund this effort, and you know how hard it is to do all this. That's why I appreciate you so much. So if you like this podcast, ad-free and sponsor-free, do me a favor. Tell a friend in the restaurant business about this podcast and my website, therestaurantboss.com. It would sure help, and I would appreciate it. I'm sure our community would too. Plus, if you could leave me a review on iTunes or post a comment about this episode on my website, That would be huge as well. Until next time, remember, your success in the restaurant business is about your ability to create, manage, and master systems while developing your employees. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks a lot for listening to the Restaurant Boss Podcast with your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Gronfin. For more great content, free stuff to help you make more money and enjoy more freedom, visit therestaurantboss.com and click on podcast. Be sure to register on our email list so you never miss an episode. We'll see you next time.